VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Berman. French President Emmanuel Macron Sunday hosted a UN-backed international donors virtual conference, this to raise funds for Lebanon following a massive blast at the port of Beirut last week that killed at least 158 people and injured about 6,000 others. U.S. President Donald Trump announced his participation in a tweet after he talked with Macron on Friday and the Lebanese counterpart, the president of the country of Lebanon, tweeting, Trump tweeted, everyone wants to help. In the meantime, the U.S. has delivered emergency aid to Lebanon, starting with food, water, and medical supplies, and pledged more than $17 million in disaster aid for the country. In other developments, Lebanese security forces fired tear gas over the weekend at thousands of demonstrators who gathered in Beirut's main square to protest what they call the government's widespread corruption and mismanagement. Demonstrators also stormed government buildings and set up symbolic nooses for politicians while chanting, quote, the people want the fall of the regime. Lebanon's prime minister said Friday he will draft legislation calling for early elections. And the United States tops 5 million coronavirus cases Sunday, according to numbers by Johns Hopkins University. Globally, COVID-19-related deaths have now risen to over 727,000. It's more than 162,000 in the U.S. right now. And Brazil has become the only country outside the U.S. with a death toll of at least 100,000. Mexico is now the country with the third largest number of deaths, outpacing hard-hit nations, including the United Kingdom, Italy, France, and Spain. The 19.6 million people have been infected globally, with the U.S., Brazil, and India far ahead.